WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A pharmaceutical manufacturer located in the Bio Corridor and Blinn College will pursue a state grant to provide workforce training.
We're currently working with Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies. It's a long name, but it's a great company.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says if approved, new employees will be trained in specialized manufacturing and in support roles.
It's going to be a substantial grant. We hope it's going to be a successful proposal, and we're excited to partner with Texas Workforce Commission and with Fujifilm Diosynth.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Fuji wants to add 250 employees.
Part of the challenge is having 250 people with the skills that they need to be out there, folks who know how to handle computers and lab equipment and so forth, and do it in a very responsible way.
Mooney recently took a tour of the plant that is developing vaccines that will be used to combat public health and terrorist events. Blinn College administrators have reopened a survey intended to get community input on the school's strategic goals through the year 2020.
Everybody's a stakeholder for sure in Blinn College's 13-county service area, and we would like to hear from as many of those stakeholders as have time to fill out the survey.
Vice President Karen Buck says they're looking to add to the 169 community members who completed the survey last fall by giving answers to open-ended questions instead of rating the college.
We found that to be something that the respondents seemed to like, being able to put open-ended comments in there, and so we found that to be helpful.
You can find a link to Blinn's online survey at WTAW.com. Texas lawmakers continue to digest the priorities laid out by the governor this week. Representative John Rainey of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs brought up Greg Abbott's call for property tax relief.
I'm not sure I understand how you do that when that really is a local issue to me. I don't know how that's going to happen. It looks like to me we need to replace it with something if we're going to cut it down.
Rainey says he has to study the governor's plan real hard before jumping on board, and he says the hiring freeze announced by the governor, which is supposed to save $200 million, is just a drop in the bucket. The Grimes County Sheriff's Office reports a Navasota man has admitted to multiple daytime residential burglaries around Anderson. According to the Sheriff's Office Facebook page, 18-year-old Charles Bryson Jones took multiple firearms, electronics, and other property from homes last week located along FM 3090 and FM 149 West. Jones is held in the Grimes County Jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond. And for the second time in 7 days, a Bryan woman is in and out of the Brazos County Jail. Last week, 31-year-old Dina Gongora was arrested for taking more than $8,000 from her former employer in College Station by adding more hours than she worked. Tuesday night, Bryan police arrested her after officers said she intentionally misidentified a man in her car. The passenger, 30-year-old Ruben Cazeta of Bryan, was also arrested after he said he was a fictitious brother. According to the arrest report, Cazeta was wanted on court warrants accusing him of assaulting a woman in Bryan on New Year's Eve in 2014 and failing to pay support in Grimes County. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Join Bryan Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Bryan Broadcasting, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here we are.
Considerable cloudiness today with the potential for a passing shower or two, especially this morning, 65 to 70. Sun may be able to peek through the cloudiness later today. We're cloudy tonight with a chance for a few showers. Overnight lows 45 to 50. More clouds tomorrow. There's the chance for a couple of showers. Temperatures are up to about 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Saturday cloudy with a risk for showers and 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M women's basketball team begins a three-game homestand with their game against Florida tonight. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on how the Ags did at signing day yesterday. And in the NBA, the Mavs bested the Sixers for their fifth win in six games. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now they have to go back to work today. All those guys have to go back to work, and some ladies, but
yeah.
All have to go back to work. Quit looking at your dang computer. Can't do that.
I just love all of the breaking news. Coach so-and-so says this is exactly the signing class they needed. Breaking news. So-and-so says he's really happy with signing day. Really? No one's going to come out and say, oh, I was so disappointed with the crap that we got this year.
We got nobody.
Now, so what I did is I recorded Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's on for, I don't know, 7 hours yesterday or something. And so I turn it on at a point where he's about to interview the coach at Ole Miss.
Okay? Right.
Okay.
Now, if you're Ole Miss, you know that just over the next hill is this giant sledgehammer that's about to squash your program.
Mm.
I mean, you are going to look like roadkill when they're done with you.
Yeah.
And again, you could have changed that, but you didn't. You continued to do what you did. So he says, well, let's go to Oxford and talk to Hugh Freeze, head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels. Coach, how are you? Well, Paul, I'd just like to thank all those people who have stuck with us through all this. I'm going, whoa!
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, we don't know exactly what's going to happen in the future, but we just thank them for staying with us. I'm going, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So he must know it's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
And all he could do then is
talk
about.
There was no even faking
He talked about all the
great
other
recruiting class.
The coaches from other schools who were saying bad things. He said, well, we don't recruit that way. Yeah, no, okay, fine, whatever. So that was the only thing that I saw. But, yeah, the rest of them were going, the Vanderbilt coach said, we got just what we needed.
Yes, just what we needed.
Odds,
what?
You know?
What?
They need people who can fog a mirror.
Right.
Anyway, so that's done. And you know, then we'll. And the thing is, it's like anything else. It's like wine, okay? You squash the grapes and you hope for the best.
Right.
And you may get wine 4 years from now, and you may get vinegar.
Well, and the best part is, you know, 50%, the way kids are these days, 50% of that recruiting class is going to transfer somewhere
else.
Yeah,
they go someplace else.
Or they get hurt or, you know. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Or they get in trouble.
Or they don't make it to school.
Yeah.
Before then. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
I have to go to class?
Yeah. Really.
What?
And look. Believe me, you're talking to people who don't have to pay to get into the games. Okay?
Right. Exactly.
We get in for nothing.
I know.
That's why we can stand
where
back.
This attitude comes from.
That's right, exactly. Okay, so, you know, we've talked about how there are a million ways to make money in America. That's what makes U.S. America great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, capitalism has seeped into the borders even, well, of Russia. A young woman from Moscow has come up with an innovative way to supplement her income by charging single men a hefty fee for warming their beds for them. Yeah, I know. And as a result, she also fills it with her positive energy, it says here. Guaranteeing you a good night's sleep.
And her BS.
Yeah. 21-year-old Victoria something, Brown, charges $82.
Wow.
Yeah, to lay down on the bed by themselves. Now, the guy can't be in there.
Right.
Yeah, for that. And,
that's something else.
That's right. She comes in and makes the bed nice and warm and fills it with her, quote, energy for only $82. And again, I don't know what the average salary is in Moscow, but I'm imagining $82 is fairly significant money.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But, I mean, she's looking at this going, what a great opportunity to find out if this guy's got any money, right?
Yeah.
Because she's out there, you know, chasing that opportunity to find some rich Russian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he's not in the Russian mob. So, I mean, I don't know. I would think you could franchise that, right?
It's so bizarre.
Right? Well, it is. But, you know.
It's fine if he's rich. You find out how creepy he is.
Well, that too. Yeah,
he's letting some ladies. Info.
Mation.
Sleep in his bed. Or not sleep.
No, just warm it up. Just roll around back and forth from side to side.
Look at how large this Victoria lady is.
But you know what? Good for
how
her.
How much can like a 92-pound little Russian girl warm a bed?
But you got to say good for her. She's got that entrepreneurial spirit there.
Maybe she's a big girl.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
There goes 616. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs on. Maybe she's a big girl. And we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Yeah, because that changes it all.
It does.
Yeah, okay. All right, so here we go. Look, it's Groundhog Day.
Y'all,
Groundhog
I am watching Day. The live video
oh,
right
not.
Now.
Oh,
yes,
you're
yes,
not.
I am. They are about to knock on Phil's door.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
I'll keep you updated.
I know you will. Look, I know you will. It's just...
I've never watched the live video.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is kind of like daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm.
We do this, and we really don't know why.
No.
No.
It's tradition.
Well, that's something to do.
Yeah. It's that
and
number...
It gives Punxsutawney people... The thing to look forward to every year. Yeah.
Do we know the temperature in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
No, it doesn't
this
look too bad.
Okay, because they've had some that have been bad.
Yeah. So, no, everybody's dressed warmly for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are a lot of people.
I always seem to forget. Is it if he sees his shadow, we have more winter,
yeah,
or we don't?
Yeah, we have six more weeks
okay,
of winter.
Then I'm
I mean,
get...
I don't know. It's supposed to be like 80 next week. So
I'm gonna guess
really
he's not gonna see his shadow.
Yeah. Man. Well, and again,
well, they do it before the sun even comes up, and there's like. You know,
they're TV lights.
TV lights. So it's like, I don't know.
Within the last 5 years, I know that the critter has bitten the guy who reached in there.
Here
okay.
he comes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, he bit him? Well, there's a child standing up
oh,
there. They let someone's grandkid
oh
come up there.
Yeah, that's probably
they
not
must
good.
Have. They must have got a tame one.
There's yeah. the three knocks. They
okay.
knock on the door three
okay.
times.
Well,
is it Brian Doyle Murray?
Yeah, really.
Bill Murray's brother?
Okay. This is so suspenseful.
It really is. And you know, and then the internet will blow up because of that.
Oh yeah.
And they're
Oh, he does look a little frisky.
Yeah, does he? Okay, all
well,
right, okay.
Well, I mean the guy kind of jumped back. I know.
They've been doing this since 1887. Okay.
Okay.
Well, the other thing is there people have probably been wandering around there for the last 2 hours getting everything set up. He hasn't, you know, he's been going, all right, what's going on?
They are struggling with this animal, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, why are they picking him up? What?
Well, he has
they
to make
do.
A,
yeah,
he makes a declaration.
Time, yeah.
Is there any audio there?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Mm. Oh, this is, good. It's just like the movie. I'm watching it too now.
So they pick him up.
Prognosticator of prognosticators.
They pick him up.
Yeah.
How does he see a shadow? God, that is a large rat.
Uh-huh,
that's
uh-huh.
exactly what it is.
Okay, let's put Phil on the stump.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the stump.
Okay.
Oh, he's holding him like a little baby.
It don't look good, guys.
Uh-oh. Did he see yeah. it? Doesn't look good. Yeah, he is not happy
right now. I bet that rat can warm up a bed.
Yeah.
It's a big, fat rat.
Really?
Oh, okay, here it goes. Put it on the stump.
Look at me. Phil.
Look at me.
Phil.
Phil.
What?
What do you mean you don't like it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What?
Yeah.
Huh?
He's talking to the ground.
Okay, we got her.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
They said he doesn't speak English. He speaks
Ladies
English.
And gentlemen, he has made his prediction.
Yeah.
And?
Come on, we'll do it right here. I'll hold it for you.
All right, good.
Oh, my God. These old men.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
Oh, he's talking to the mic, but it's like it's not on.
Hear ye.
Oh, wow.
Now this second day of February, 2017, the 131st annual trek of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club before one of the largest crowds in the history of the Groundhog Day.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, good, right.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of all prognosticators, was awakened from his robe to the cheers of his thousands of faithful followers.
He was ticked.
In Groundhog Ease, he directed the president and the inner circle to his prediction scroll, which reads, at Gobbler's Knob on Groundhog Day, we celebrate a worldwide holiday.
Yeah.
It's mighty cold weather you've been braving. Is it winter or is it summer you're craving?
Ooh.
Since we've been up all night and starting to toddle, I, Punxy Phil, shall not dawdle.
All right.
My faithful followers, I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me. Six more weeks of winter, it shall be.
All right, there you go.
All right, there you go. Live. Punxsutawney Phil.
You know, I tell you, we've never done that live.
We did it.
We did. That's so. That's,
I found the music from Groundhog
there
Day.
It is. So Phil has forecast more winters. Okay, 102 times while forecasting in early spring, just 18 times. Mm. So.
Well, it was already on the scroll.
Yeah.
I mean, they already knew.
They
knew. They
right.
look at the weather forecast these days, and they're like, well, we can't say it's going to be
show.
Spring.
Yeah, it's fake
is.
News.
It is, yeah.
I just feel bad it for is. Phil.
Well, yeah, now.
He was
well,
not happy.
Well, and that's the thing. Now he's done. I mean, that's it. By the way.
Have they never had PETA protesters at one of these things?
You know they haven't.
Okay.
Scientific studies over a 60-year period show that groundhogs' accuracy in forecasting the onset of spring is 28%.
Mm.
Oddly enough, the National Weather Service has 31% accuracy, so it's pretty close. So, well, but should, you know, maybe we ought to do that. Should we go over to Channel 3 and drag Shell Winkley out at this time of the morning?
Yes.
To
wake him up.
Shadow? We should put him in, like, a little stump.
Yeah, let him do that.
Let him come out.
Hello.
Yeah, it made me want to have bear all that cheering going on.
Yeah, I hear
I
you.
I want to see that rat.
It is. It's a rat.
Yeah, large one.
And big rat.
And it's also Hedgehog Day, which are much cuter than groundhogs.
They
ground
are,
rats.
But they're kind of,
yeah, they
know,
can be.
They're also
mean,
rats.
Too.
And they're animals,
they're
right.
Spiky.
Yeah. It's, let's see, Play Your Ukulele Day. So okay. If you got one of those, do that. Right. And then we got some birthdays.
We do. We got a lot of who birthdays? I'm
okay.
Not going to lie. Sony Nicole Bringus is 15.
Really?
She plays, actually, though, she's Ramona Gibler on Fuller House on the
course.
New Full House reboot or whatever.
Yeah,
she's actually pretty funny. Zosia Mamet is 29 mm-hmm. from HBO's Girls. Gemma Arterton is 31. She was in the movie Prince of Persia and Hansel and Gretel and lots of things.
Oh, yeah.
Emily Rose is 36 from Sci-Fi's Haven.
Uh-huh.
Shakira, there's somebody we know.
Hey, hips don't lie.
Last. Yeah.
She's 40.
40. Man, she looks good.
Right? Former NFL receiver Donald Driver's 42.
Okay.
Christie Brinkley, there's another person we know, is 63.
No, she was the Uptown girl.
That's right.
You know, in the video, you know.
Okay.
Then they got married later on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then later divorced, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Brent Spiner is 68. He was Data on Star Trek The Next Generation. Did that one for Mr. Downs.
Yep.
Graham Nash is 75 from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Sometimes Young.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Smothers of the Smothers Brothers
is
80.
Okay.
Robert Mandan is 85, played Chester Tate on Soap.
Sure.
And Liz Smith is 94 from a New York Post gossip columnist.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you
That's
go.
That's what I got for you.
All right, Ayn Rand, or Ayn Rand, if she were still alive, it'd be like 112. And if you haven't read Atlas Shrugged, get the short version. But, you know, it kind of teaches you, hey, go do it. That's what it's out there for.
Yep.
Okay? Objectivism. All right. It's 620. Wow, 624. We're really behind because
sorry
of that.
About that.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, it's something
worth
different.
It.
That's for sure.
Totally worth it.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right. According to the UK paper, The Mirror, terrorism is now soaring across the world with attacks increasing by 25% each and every year. Quote, Islamic State fighters were responsible for more than a third of the world's 24,202 deaths from terrorism last year. Now, research shows that ISIS is the most effective at killing sworn enemies. In the years 2015-2016, its fighters launched 4,236 attacks, resulting in the deaths of 10,807 civilians. Now, isn't this the same terror group that Obama called the JV team that he said was contained? Well, thankfully, as of last Friday, we now have a president president who is not afraid to call out our enemy and use the term radical Islamic extremist.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors. It lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Tesla Motors wants to be known for more than electric cars, so the company has changed its name. As it repositions itself as an integrated clean energy company, it is now officially just Tesla. Meantime, the company's new Model S sedan has failed to qualify for a top safety award from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The car managed only an acceptable rating on one of five crash tests. MasterCard and the company behind the Rush Card agreed to settle charges that preventable failures caused a 2015 debacle in which thousands of customers lost access to their money stored on prepaid cards. Government regulators said the two companies are paying about $10 million to customers affected by the temporary lockup of their accounts, which was caused by technical glitches. On Wall Street, stocks posted small gains today with the Dow Industrials up 26 points. The NASDAQ Composite rose 27. That's Your Money Now.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Heroes come in all shapes and sizes, in every age and every classification of human being. And I love heroic stories because they're just kind of heartwarming to me. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Well, a guy in Kansas City, Missouri started harassing a bus driver on Saturday and then attacked her. He was riding the bus at the time, walked up to the front after it stopped, and put the 45-year-old driver in a headlock. Her name is Lynn Judge, and she was terrified. But luckily, there was a 56-year-old guy on the bus named Rodney Goldman who walks with a cane, and he immediately stood up out of his seat, got to the front of the bus, and started beating the guy with his cane. He bashed him 15 or 20 times hard enough that his cane broke, and then he kicked him off the bus, told him he'd keep beating him if he tried to get back on, and made sure he didn't until the cops got there. And there's a video of the whole thing. Now, it's not clear what the guy's being charged with, but a store that sells medical equipment ended up giving Rodney two new canes on Monday to replace the one he broke. And the city thanked him by giving him an unlimited bus pass so he can ride free for life. Pretty cool. If you want to look up the video on YouTube, just search surveillance footage shows Good Samaritan use cane to stop attack on bus driver. Be careful, there is some profanity, but it's pretty cool to see a guy from an unexpected walk of life become such a hero. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Yeah, get the guy a new cane. He did his job. Good morning, it's 6:29. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. A little bit milder than what we've had the last couple of days. We have a northwesterly wind this morning, and it's only 2 degrees cooler, but it feels different because of the wind. Look for a high today about 60 degrees. Actually, going to have that for about the next 3 days. Not a whole lot of sunshine. And low temperatures each night will probably be in the middle 40s. Then warms up nicely for Sunday. It will be at 73, about 74 on Monday. And it's going to be near 80 again next week. So plenty of nice weather to be able to do whatever you want to, just not as much sunshine as you might like to have. Again, winds right now to the northwest, 65% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we have 56 out there.
Alternative medicine is becoming more and more mainstream, and that has a lot of doctors worried about their patients' health. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Alternative medicine. It's becoming more and more acceptable. Why?
I think it's patient demand. You know, it's a $34 billion a year industry. I think that classically trained or conventional physicians want to get in on that industry.
Dr. Paul Offit, author of the book, Do You Believe in Magic?
And in some ways, I think science and conventional medicine are viewed as sort of cold and distant and technological, whereas this is almost imbued with a sense of, you know, spiritualism that borders on mysticism.
The big concern is when people who are sick follow alternative treatments instead of following conventional treatments.
Probably no better example than Steve Jobs, right? He had a treatable pancreatic tumor, but he decided to do acupuncture and bowel cleansings and coffee enemas and fruit and vegetable juices until it was too late. Had he had early surgery, he had a 95% chance of survival, but he didn't do that, and it's a shame.
Although it's not exactly alternative medicine, Dr. Offit says the placebo effect is a non-conventional idea that really does seem to work.
Placebo can be a powerful thing. Belief is a powerful thing. And believing that you're going to have reduced stress or believing that you're going to have more energy, I think there's a lot to that. And so I think that's where alternative medicine lives. They live in that so-called mind-body connection, which is not a trivial thing. And I wish we had a better phrase than placebo response because people think it's dismissive when, in fact, it can be quite real.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. More employees sought by a pharmaceutical manufacturer in the bio corridor means a workforce training opportunity for Blinn College.
I took a tour of the Fujifilm biosynthetic building that's out there in the biomedical corridor, and they want to hire 250 people out there.
Comments from College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Even though there was no equipment in most of the rooms, we still had to make sure we were practicing all the clean lab practices that are required in that type of a facility.
Blinn College in Fuji will be applying for a grant from the Texas Workforce Commission. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says once the proposal is submitted, it will take about 6 weeks to make a decision.
It's an exciting proposal. It's going to provide skills training for biopharmaceutical processing, general microbiology, aseptic techniques, analytical equipment, and manufacturing processes that are needed in the field of biomanufacturing.
According to the Research Valley Partnership, Blinn would conduct the training at the National Center for Therapeutics Manufacturing, which is run by Texas A&M's Engineering Experiment Station. Fuji is developing vaccines that will be used to combat public health and terrorist events. Last fall, Blinn College posted an online survey as part of the school's next four-year strategic plan. Vice President Karen Buck says after collecting responses from only 169 community members, the survey has returned.
The board and Dr. Hensley felt like we needed even more community members to respond, and that maybe the word, since that was the smaller number of respondees, had not gotten out to everyone.
In addition to getting feedback on Blinn's mission and vision statements and the college's strengths and challenges, officials also want to develop a list of core values. You can find a link to Blinn's online survey at WTAW.com. Four legislative priorities were identified in Governor Abbott's State of the State address. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he has signed on to one bill calling for states to gather to consider changes to the U.S. Constitution.
I'm going to watch very carefully what it says. I sure would like it to be restricted, but there are those who also believe that once you have that convention of states going on, that it cannot be restricted as to what it talks about. So I don't know how that's all going to work.
Another proposal from the governor is property tax relief.
I've got to study that real hard before I jump on board there. I don't think there's any of us that enjoy paying taxes, but growing cities need the ability to collect enough taxes to operate on.
Rainey says if state lawmakers eliminate property taxes, then they have to come up with a way to replace the lost revenue. Another of the governor's priority bills addressing sanctuary cities was filed yesterday in the state Senate.
This is the session when we will ban sanctuary cities.
And for the second straight session, State Senator Charles Perry laid out the bill to penalize local governments who refuse to honor federal immigration law.
It's about law and order, and it's about protecting the integrity of our civil and criminal justice system.
Democratic State Senator Sylvia Garcia says they'll fight the bill again this session.
I think it will just lead to more racial profiling.
Governor Abbott has already taken action by withholding $1.5 million of grant money from the Travis County Sheriff. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
House Speaker Joe Strauss is calling to end Texas's system of straight ticket voting, making him the only top Republican in the state to publicly endorse the idea. Strauss said yesterday that Texas should join 40 other states and do away with straight ticket voting for all elections. Straight ticket voting allows voters to choose a party instead of individual candidates. Strauss says that too often good office holders are swept out of down ballot races due to the political winds at the moment. A Bryan man who tried to pass himself off as a fictitious brother to police was arrested for making a false statement. That's in addition to 30-year-old Ruben Cazeta being wanted for assaulting a woman in Bryan on New Year's Eve in 2014 and failing to pay support in Grimes County. According to the arrest report, Bryan police learned there is no one in the state of Texas with a driver's license with the name Jordan Cazeta. Ruben Cazeta was a passenger in a car driven by 31-year-old Dina Gongora. The Bryan woman was also arrested for telling police the man was Cazeta's brother. It's Gongora's second trip to jail in 7 days. She was out on bond after her arrest by College Station police for taking more than $8,000 from a former employer. And there has been an arrest from multiple daytime residential burglaries that took place last week around Anderson. According to the Grimes County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, 18-year-old Charles Bryson Jones of Navasota admitted to taking electronics, firearms, and other property from homes along FM 149 West and FM 3090. Jones is in the Grimes County Jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 56 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825. 800-250-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the chance for a shower, especially this morning. We've already seen a few light showers across the region. Temperatures 65 to 70. Cloudy, chance of a couple of showers tonight. Nighttime lows 45 to 50. Lingering cloudiness tomorrow. The risk of showers a little cooler, 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. It's going to remain cloudy tomorrow night and right into Saturday. Saturday, there could be showers. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Gary Blair as the Aggie women's basketball team gets set to face Florida tonight. Meanwhile, Coach Kevin Sumlin weighs in on the Ag signing day results. And in the NBA, the Mavs may be in last place, but their victory over the 76ers last night is their fifth win in six games. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So CNN holds town hall meetings from time to time. They had one with Paul Ryan not too long ago. That was an hour. Talked about a lot of things that the Republicans were going to do. Earlier this week, he had one with Nancy Pelosi from the Democrat side there. It's on Tuesday night. During that, they do a Q&A. Laura Wilkerson, the mother of a young boy who was tortured to death by an illegal immigrant, confronted her and discussed that. I think this happened in Houston. I think she's from Houston.
Hmm.
So this is what she asks the former Speaker of the House and Minority Leader.
How do you reconcile in your head about allowing people to disavow the law? And the second part of my question is this. If you need to go home tonight and line up your babies, as you say, and your grandbabies, which one of them could you look in their eyes today and tell them that they're expendable for another foreign person to have a nicer life? Which one would you like to say, you, my child, are expendable for someone else to come over here and not follow the law and have a nicer life?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Clearly.
That's powerful.
Yeah. She was stunned and didn't know exactly what to say. And she said, you know, I pray for you. Again, we all pray that none of us must experience that. And it's interesting because she interrupted Nancy Pelosi at that time and said, you know, my son's killer came to this city and he's out of jail and he killed my son. And basically ask her again to answer the question, which she didn't do. That's sanctuary cities. And you had the story in our news that, you know, in Texas, the governor does not want to have any sanctuary cities.
No.
He's not going to have any funding for it.
Mm-mm.
In California, Jerry Brown wants to make California a sanctuary state.
Oh.
I'm all for it. Send them all out there. Send them all out there. If you think that's a good idea, then let's just do that.
So here's an interesting argument. You know, oftentimes whenever liberals are debating gun control, they say, well, if the gun control that we put in place saves even one life, then it's worth it, right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Well, when it comes to sanctuary cities, nobody's saying that all nobody's even saying that all illegal immigrants are rapists and murderers and things like that. But if not having a sanctuary city saves one American life, isn't it worth it?
Well, and the lady asked, she said, will my son's killer get sanctuary from the law in your city
right
when he gets out of jail? And she said, oh, of course not. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the way, none of those people are getting near her house anyway.
Yeah.
You know, she got the security to keep that from happening.
Exactly.
So
her babies are protected.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was it is a chilling moment. The whole thing runs about 3.5 minutes. It's out there if you want to see it. But I mean, I really applaud this lady for having the courage to be able to come out and tell that story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she's going to live with it every day for the rest of her life, and she wants to make sure that Nancy Pelosi lives with it too.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing at all if you want to come out and trumpet the idea.
And she didn't sound hostile.
No.
You know, she didn't sound like mad at Nancy, but she needed to get that point across, and she definitely did.
Yep.
This is a policy. Then, the other thing that you may not have heard yesterday in regular news, Did you know that the body of a Navy SEAL came back to Dover Air Force Base yesterday and President Trump was there to see it?
No.
See, they don't tell you that, do they?
Of course they
don't. They don't mention that.
Just like they didn't mention when stuff like that would happen and Obama wasn't there.
Yeah, that's just so you know. I mean, they're not going to make a deal out of it, but just know that he made the decision yesterday that it was important enough for him to go over there and do that.
Yeah.
And so there. And then there's Al Franken.
Oh.
Al Franken yesterday going after Ted Cruz, and who comes to his defense but fellow Texas Senator John Cornyn.
When describing this history, Senator Cruz misrepresented what happened. So I'd like to take this opportunity to set the record straight.
I object again. The senator apparently can't get the message from the chairman that this is over the top and inappropriate.
I think the senator from Texas doesn't get the message from the chairman.
You put the chairman in an awful bad position at this point.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So, and apparently Al Franken is going to become, I guess, the attack dog. And he got mad about the ban that Trump put in place over the weekend because he has a large Somali population, apparently, in Minnesota. And he said the president doesn't understand the strength of these people in America.
He's going to be the attack dog. Leave it to a Saturday Night Live alum to turn Congress into a circus.
I am going to work day and night to make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
Okay.
Because we're
good
enough.
I'm ready to get to work.
We're smart enough.
That's
I'm ready
exactly.
to get to work.
Gosh darn it, people like us.
There you are. So you got that going on. And let's see what else. Kind of an interesting turn of events. CBS Chicago reports the founder and pastor of a megachurch in Ohio told President Trump that gang leaders that he has spoken to want to work with the White House to reduce violent crime. New Revival Center pastor Daryl Scott was a guest at Trump's African American History Month meeting that took place at the White House yesterday. During the meeting, he said, quote, "They have reached out to me because they are associating me with you. They respect you. They believe in what you're doing, and they want to have a sit-down about lowering that body count."
Wow.
That's what he said. So, in a couple of weeks, I'm going into Chicago. I said, we've got to lower that body count.
Yeah.
These are all Americans we're talking about, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you remember, it was now, I think, almost 30 years ago that Jim Brown, the former football player, had a meeting between the Crips and the Bloods, the two big gangs in Los Angeles, at his home. And from that, put together basically a nonviolence agreement between those two that they were. And it was at the time groundbreaking.
Yeah.
I don't live out there. I don't know what's happening now. But the fact that he reached out to do that and better things came of it. And maybe that's what this guy is going to try to do in Chicago. And you know what? If Trump goes in and helps out, if that ends up with his name on it,
how can they spin that?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty revolutionary if that happens. And you know, you can't put the cart in front of the horse. And there are a whole bunch of personalities and stuff that goes on. But if this pastor is willing to go in and talk to those two groups and then inject the president into that, in Barack Obama's adopted hometown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how that would
ironic,
play.
Ironic, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. 648.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue.
Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Unless you're a serious dendrologist, that's somebody who studies forestry sciences, there's several important facts about tree trunks that may have slipped past you. You never know when they might come in handy, however. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes discussing them here right after this important message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. A tree's trunk consists of several types of cells. The outer layer, the bark, serves to protect the trunk and its branches from mechanical injury. Just inside the bark is the phloem, P-H-L-O-E-M. That cylinder of tissue is very important because it carries manufactured sugars from the leaves down to nourish the roots. Just inside the phloem is the cambium layer, and it's the tissue that new cells are formed in, phloem to the outside, and xylem, X-Y-L-E-M, to the inside. The xylem tissue makes up the heart of any tree's trunk. It's what we build houses out of. It may be 70 or 80% of the volume of a tree or branch. It may be more than that, yet almost all of its cells are actually dead. Even after they die, however, those cells continue to act as veritable straws, with water and nutrients solutions being pulled through them from the roots to the foliage. The cells have a high content of lignin, and they give the tree its strength and rigidity. They're the part of a tree that turns it to lumber. You should never wrap wire, nylon twine, or any other permanent material around the trunk of any tree. As the trunk or branch grows and expands, the wrap will gradually embed itself within the bark. The phloem, the outer layer, remember, just inside the bark, will be severed, and the flow of sugars from the leaves to the roots will stop. The plant will die. Along that same line of thinking, two of the most damaging things that can happen to any tree are line trimmer damage and to have a dog peel the trunk's bark all the way around the tree at any one level. The phloem will also be lost in those processes, and there's nothing you can do to save it. Bark is a dead tissue. It falls away naturally. Think of a tree's trunk like a partially inflated balloon. Then think of dipping that balloon into mud. As the mud dries, imagine blowing the balloon up to full inflation. Unable to expand, the dried mud would simply crack and fall to the ground. Well, bark does the same thing. It's just more noticeable in some trees than it is in others. Big sheets of bark will peel away when crepe myrtles, sycamores, and even pecans grow vigorously. But not to worry. Unless you can see some type of decay or mechanical injury to the tree, it's going to be just fine. Falling bark is of no special concern. And finally, if a tree's trunk leans at an angle, pulling and staking it will never be a solution. You need to get a brand new tree, you need to stake it perfectly, or you need to redig and reset the old tree and get it staked so it can't lean out of vertical. I'm Neil Sperry. Success starts with good soils in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, Texas A&M women's basketball begins a rare three-game conference homestand by hosting Florida tonight. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the game.
We know what chewing gum they chew. We know everything about them, but they know everything about us. Can we make the adjustments? We already have the hard one, the road win. Now, can we hold serve here?
The Aggies, who are 9-1 at home this season, are playing three conference games in a row at Reed Arena for the first time since 2013. They've won five straight games at Reed Arena, where they'll play their next three conference games. Forward Anriel Howard.
Well, this is very important for us. We know we have to win all of these three games. We know it will not be easy. all of these teams are pretty good, so we know that coming in. So we just know that at practice we have to be very focused, and we can't let anything outside of basketball affect what we're doing on the court.
Florida's coming off a 93-73 win at Vanderbilt on Sunday. After this game, the Aggs will stay at Reed Arena for the second of its three-game homestand by hosting Auburn at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tip-off for tonight's game is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Josh Jackson had 23 points and 10 rebounds, then helped third-ranked Kansas prevent number 2 Baylor from getting off a potential tying shot in the closing seconds of the Jayhawks' 73-68 victory last night. Meanwhile, in Austin, Eric Davis Jr. scored 15 points, including a three-pointer from the right corner with 28 seconds remaining, and Texas beat Texas Tech 62-58 last night. In college football, Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin announced the 27-member 2017 signing class at a press conference yesterday inside Kyle Field.
To have 26 guys that were really committed, you know, last year to hold through that amount of time says something about the relationships that were built a long time ago. And not to lose any of those guys and add another guy today says volumes about these guys and their character and what they really want. And they want to be an Aggie. And 9 of them being here already doesn't hurt.
Those 9 early enrollees are highlighted by blue-chip quarterback Kellen Mond, linebacker Anthony Hines, and wide receiver Rashad Paul. All in all, the Aggie recruiting class ranked 11th in the country, according to ESPN.com. Meanwhile, Alabama was one of the big winners on college football's National Signing Day. The 24/7 Sports Composite Ranking says the Crimson Tide are the signing day champs for the 7th straight season as they grab 6 5-star recruits. Ohio State, Georgia, Southern California, and Florida State round out the top 5 schools, according to the rankings. In the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell commented on the state of the Oakland Raiders during his Super Bowl news conference yesterday, saying, quote, "There's a great deal more work to be done before the team can move to Las Vegas." Goodell was asked about the Raiders after both casino magnate Sheldon Adelson and backup financier Goldman Sachs pulled out of the stadium deal this week. The league is supposed to decide on the Las Vegas move in March. And in the NBA,
Salah Mejri with one of his best nights as an NBA player. 16 points, 17 boards. Deserves to be grinning from ear to ear like that. Mavericks win at 113-95.
Seth Curry scored 22 points. Salah Mejri had 16 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. And the Dallas Mavericks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 113-95 last night for their 5th win in 6 games. Mejri played 21 minutes at center with Andrew Bogut out of action and helped Dallas set a season-high for boards and out-rebound the Sixers 51-39. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Well, you know, there's a 2-minute warning in football. Well, today is the 12th, okay? That's less than 2 weeks away from that Valentine's Day thing. Okay, so this is your warning, guys. If you haven't done anything, David Gardner has solutions for you. He does. You can start with it real simple. I mean, just diamond stud earrings. Be perfect. Be just fine. And he knows it's going to come right up because Valentine's Day is on Tuesday this year. We know that there's going to be guys coming in on the 13th in panic trying to come up with a solution. Don't worry. They can take care of it for you, but it's a whole lot easier on everybody if you stop in maybe this weekend at David Gardner's and find that just right something for that just right lady. So they've got lots of selections based on, hey, you know, you're paying attention. You know what she likes. So find it. David Gardner's has it for you. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Come on, see the store. They're remodeling it and it looks spectacular. But the thing they can do is really help you out. As Valentine's Day is, again, right around the corner, 12 days.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Let's do some weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Temps will be okay. It's going to have a north wind to make it feel a little cool today at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. But the high today, tomorrow, and probably Saturday will be right around 60, up to 73 on Sunday and Monday, and I think about midweek of next week we're back up to near 80. 56 right now. WTAW, College Station.